Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sippy seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. And I love movies so much, this is day 4 now of me doing Doug Loves Movies. And just now, hearing the theme song backstage, it was such a weird feeling, like, am I just going to do one every day from now on? But no, I will take a day off tomorrow and for a few days after that. But for right now, this is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, September 6th, 2 Ocean's 11. Thank you to... at Anthony Dumel, like the actor that's in Life as We Know It and other shit. He and his girlfriend Rachel, she doesn't have a Twitter, they gave me this shirt the last time I was here. It says Vegan Police on it. I don't know what it's in reference to. I do actually, but thank you to them for hooking me up with that. And also... Evan Glodell, who was here with two guests that didn't allow him to speak much, his movie Bellflower opened September 9th in Boston, Dallas, Honolulu, Kansas City, Washington, D.C., and then will be rolling out in more and more cities and maybe already be in your city right now. And also you can go to grandmascock.com for more for more info. If you go to Grandma's Cock with a D, it takes you to the Douglas movies with Evan and Jeff and Jay Moore, Jeff Garland. But if you go to Grandma's Cock with two M's, Grandma's Cock, that's takes you to the Bellflower site. So I'm glad that everyone was taking advantage of that hot new phrase, Grandma's Cock. I just got back from Bumbershoot, like I mentioned, and the weather there was amazing the entire time. We did 3 Doug Loves movies, and also every day Scott Aukerman did a comedy Bang Bang, and I got to participate in one of those, and they're going to be available at earwolf.com for like $9 for all 3. And if you guys, whether you're fans of comedy Bang Bang or not, I think if you're in the UCB Theater, you know that Paul F. Tompkins and Andy Daly playing characters on every one of those episodes is fucking amazing. It's like, the one I was on, I was just sitting there watching those two guys. I think I was on even the best one, but it wasn't because of me. It was because those guys were so hilarious. I also had a great time at Helium in Philly last Thursday. I'll definitely be back there sometime to tape another podcast. The next Benson Interruption taping in L.A. will be on Monday, September 12th at Largo. And I'll be playing Leonard Maltin Game with audience members at my show, stand-up show, September 9th at the Orpheum in Sioux Falls, September 10th at the Rialto in Tucson, and at Nietzsche's in Buffalo, New York, September 14th. The Help is still the number one movie in America. My guest tonight. I'm just not going to touch it anymore. I'm not going to touch The Help, unlike Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Bam! At least that's a different race I was going after there, and I believe that guy is a total creep, and he should be in jail, but whatever. My guests tonight have all been on the show before, and listeners seem to like all of them. I know I do. Please welcome to the stage my friends Mike Kaplan, Adam Scott, and TJ Miller.
Hello.
I like how you took a second to remember that guy's name who touched The Help. It is a hard name to pronounce.
Well, also, they keep calling him DSK, and I thought I'd screw that up. I thought I'd be like...
Like a murderer?
ASQ.
Yes.
What's that?
Isn't there the BTK killer? It sounds like he's...
Oh, yeah. BTK killer. I never got that right. Yeah. I ordered that so many times at Burger King.
And it got me right off the top.
Let's talk about the... we are missing a guest again.
The elephant in the room.
The elephant,
Mr. Scott.
The elephant not in the room.
Right.
Yeah, Adam Scott, of course, is working on Parks and Rec, and it's a great show. I love it. But
the rest of us are professionals.
But this is one of those days. This is one of those days where apparently he was shooting late, and he hasn't texted me, so I don't know if that means he's on his way or he's not on his way.
Just slowly Doug books more and more busy, famous people and becomes further and further friends from them. So it's just like, tonight I have three guests. It's Martin Scorsese, Elizabeth Banks, and Adam Scott. They'll all be here maybe in the next hour or two. I sent them DMs on Twitter, but I haven't heard back.
But as long as I'm only missing one guest, we know that Jordan is here and ready to play. Yeah, so that's my pledge tonight, is if Adam Scott doesn't get here at Leonard Moulton game time, you got to step up again, Jordan. Yeah. You're going to be sitting on the other end this time. You're not going to be right next to me for me to coddle you like the last time. It was fun.
Ball in hand.
Yeah, he's got the ball always.
Love
There's
it.
People, there was a guy, I think, at Bumbershoot that had a ball and he'd written not Jordan on it.
That's a weird guy in Jordan's life.
It is.
You know, you have a guy somewhere in Seattle that's like, fuck no, I'm not.
Not since Pang and Roosie have there been characters on this podcast from the audience that have really captured America's heart. So let me just ask you guys what I was going to ask Adam. First of all, what was it like working with TJ Miller and our idiot brother?
Terrible. He wouldn't stop talking about his stupid beard and how he was in that film Yogi Bear, Who Cares?
I had a different experience.
Mike Kaplan, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to make sure to say things, because last time I was here, little people, or as I call them, littler people, talked a lot.
Yeah,
more
you were on with Brad and Wee Man.
Yes.
Two of the preeminent small people in the world of entertainment.
I'm just big enough to not be them, I think.
And you witnessed I think there was a ball punch at one point during their episode.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so guys haven't been back on, but I'm going to have them on again someday, but it's nice to have you under.
But in a trench coat on, you know, top of each other.
Yes, you have to pretend to be a regular sized. That's not the right expression. You're a regular size. Pretend to be normal.
Yeah, that's... No, they're regular, and we're super.
or extra.
Yeah, how's that mean?
Yeah. We got supersized, they didn't.
I feel like everyone's making fun of them because they can't fight back. I think that's so hard.
A wee man can fight back. He will punch you in the balls.
You know?
Yeah. Don't let him listen to this.
I don't think he's going to listen to this.
I don't think we have control over having him do that.
If you guys ever see... If you see Wee Man, anybody in here, yeah, let him know to not listen to September
Whoever
6th.
Is listening that is constantly around Wee Man.
Somebody,
prevent him.
He's a famous guy.
Yeah, there might be somebody who likes this and Wee Man and is friends with Wee Man. That's a possibility.
Not Jordan from Seattle.
And is really close enough friends. with
I'm gonna,
it to be right.
I'm
going to
follow
time.
Through on this one. Well, I'll just wait and see if anybody comes to me and says, "Hey, Wee Man doesn't like what you guys were saying."
What if it's me just hunched down in a trench coat? No.
I like that following through for you is waiting for somebody to talk to you.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to do the follow through on this. I'm going to do nothing and wait and see if somebody comes to me with.
I'm not going to shut my ears forever.
Following through is just not changing your position. You're like, I'm going to follow through with what I'm thinking about.
If people come up to you that you don't know, you're not going to be like, get away, don't talk to me about Wee Man, please.
Yeah, if you start talking to me about Wee Man, it's going to ruin it because I really thought it would go nowhere. Our Idiot Brother is that name of that movie that you were in with Adam Scott, TJ.
Yes.
Congratulations.
First of all, it should have been called My Three Bitch Sisters. Because he was a pretty nice, cool dude.
Let's hope Elizabeth Banks doesn't hear that.
It's just the characters they play. They're lovely people, probably, maybe.
No, not
those three bitches.
Yeah. My Three Bitches. Maybe we call My Three Sister Bitches.
Whatever. My point is just that they're calling him an idiot right there in the title, and he's the nicest character in the movie.
Well, they all think that he's an idiot because he's so optimistic and believes in the good in people. How many people have seen it here at the live show?
Hey.
So for the rest of you guys.
Four or five. And,
for the rest of you guys, TJ would like to reenact the trailer.
In a world where one man...
Are you in the trailer?
An idiot. What? I'm just doing the voice. In a world...
What about your beard in that movie? Was that glued on?
No, it was glued on. I tried to grow a real beard.
And that's just not your thing?
And no, it is my thing. I grew it, but it wasn't long enough. And if you look at it, it really does look like my real beard if they had just waited three or four more days. But they didn't, so they shaved it off and put on just a slightly bigger version of my current beard.
Do you know how much it costs to wait a day for you to grow a beard? They would have to pay...
Tens of thousands, more money than you and I will make in the next 10 years.
I could make...
It costs $500,000 to wait 2 days.
I can't do that.
Me neither.
Maybe there's other scenes they could shoot.
I couldn't do it. We were at the very end. We were at the end of the show.
Oh, so you only worked a few days on it?
No, I
all worked, in one clump?
Yeah, I worked a clump of it, about a week of it. It was upstate in New York. It was very, very hot. And we were on an actual organic farm where the guys, you know, the guy like grew pot and stuff. It was so funny because I'm not a very good actor, so I've never like gone up and like hung out with a person and been like, I'm going to study your mannerisms and become you in a character. I don't do that. I'm just like, hey, everybody. But this guy was like the character. He was just like this kind of bearded guy who just smoked weed and knew everything about farming and like tended to chickens and shit. And I would hang out with him and be like, yep, I'm you. And he would look at me and he'd be like, I'm so high, you're me.
Was his beard real? Is that?
His beard was real. They did not make him put on a fake beard. Why'd it be so weird if they did? They're like, listen, thank you for letting us use your farm. Sit down for a second.
You got a great beard. We're going to shave it.
We need it to be just a little bit longer.
Can TJ use your beard?
Yeah. That would be terrible. He wasn't a very hygienic man.
Also, is that what an organic farm means? Is that they grow pot all the time?
Certainly helps.
It probably did the organic farm smell worse than a regular farm?
Or no, about the same? It smelled about the same. It smelled, you know, farmy,
shitty.
Not so much shit, more farm.
More that smell. Specific smell.
So the farm smelled like what it was.
Yeah. Farm.
And not like something that you find at one.
Right, exactly. It smelled like the entirety of what it smelled like.
It was
it
a
wasn't
combination.
Just a component.
It was not the greater than the sum of its parts. Mm-hmm. It was exactly itself.
How many times a week do you get a farm conversation that turns into a math problem? I'll tell you about my life about once or twice a week.
TJ, did you just do... Was that me? Were you pretending to be me?
I don't think I was pretending to be anybody. Sometimes the older people come out to play. Is that too weird?
Yeah. Way too weird.
I knew that you definitely weren't me anymore when you did that.
All right, well, I'm back, so let's talk about... left for a little while there, but... Mike, the news just came out. Eddie Murphy's hosting the next Oscars.
Yes.
And do you have any jokes on it yet?
Oh, no. I don't do that. I mean, unless you want me to.
That's not really your style, right?
No, I write things. All the jokes that I'm writing are about stuff that happened like 50 years ago, but seem like they could have happened recently.
Oh, so you could say like Eddie Murphy's going to star in 48 Hours, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's exactly.
That wasn't 50 years ago. So kind of, what are you talking about from 50 years ago? Not to get off the subject of movies, but...
Oh, I just talk about movies that came out 50 years ago, and... No, I mean, I talk more about things that are going on in my head now instead of things that are going on in the world around me.
But you make references.
Oh, I mean, certainly, I think that there's a world around me that I interact with.
And yeah.
So yeah, I refer to those as well. But
do you think Eddie Murphy's a good choice for that?
Yeah, I mean, if Brett Ratner is a good choice.
Was he also up for hosting the Oscars?
He's directing it.
Yeah, Ratner's directing it, yeah. And the story is that Eddie Murphy's the only person that he submitted as being the host, and that Eddie Murphy then said yes, and so they're doing it. The bank heist, tower heist... Formerly Trump heist, it looks good to me. Like, it looks, Eddie Murphy looks like he's funny in it.
Agreed. Yeah, I
mean, could be a return to form.
It was a very good script. It was.
It was one of those scripts that bounced around for a while as like a top 10 script.
Yeah,
or
I met
right?
with Ratner about that script. He is amazing. Have you met him?
Now,
he's supposed to
maybe,
be here.
Maybe yeah. we have a different take on the word amazing. Like, in what about him is amazing specifically? I know I have not met him.
Just like going to his home and being around him is crazy.
Because he's like a ball of energy.
He's like
and
a huge,
a
giant,
going on.
Insane.
The second time
presence.
He used crazy and insane instead of amazing. So,
yeah.
Those are the
I
best.
Think crazy is amazing.
Well, that's the thing. Everything that you like, you describe with words that that someone might misconstrue. You know what I mean? You have a lot of that. You have a lot of the kind of hip hop lingo at your disposal.
I do have it at my
often,
disposal.
That is often the opposite. Like you have your own actual hip hop record coming out.
I do. I have it. Well, it's hip hop, pop, and folk music.
Finally.
Yeah. Well, they're not. It's not like a fusion, but there's sort of samplings of each genre, and there's also some audio sketches on it. Yeah, the extended play EP. Have you guys heard about it or no? Did anyone hear about it? Not really? Well, I'm telling you now, there are a few people heard about it. Yeah, it's coming out September 13th. You can pre-order it on Amazon. It's 41 tracks. It's a debut 41-track album.
I thought you were going to say $41.
No. It's only $9.
It's a dollar a track. And it's 41 tracks.
You normally have to pay it.
A track.
It's and so when you say 41 tracks, though, I know one of those is me talking for like 20 seconds.
This is it.
There it is.
There it
Thank
is.
You.
I'm giving away, for reals, the first... I don't even have one. I'm giving away the first copy of it to someone in... the audience. It's going to have, they'll see all the cover art of me.
Is this the first time you're seeing a physical copy of it?
Yeah, I've never seen a physical
this
copy of it.
It's an exciting
before.
Moment.
It is really exciting. It's
yeah,
so
pull,
weird.
Pull the little booklet out.
Let's see who you thanked.
Wow, there really are 41 tracks.
41 tracks.
And a bitch ain't one.
No, actually, track 38
a bitch is
a
one
bitch.
Of the tracks, yeah.
There we go. Now, there's such things as Appleton, which is a track about how Appleton this is the hardest city in Wisconsin. Track 10 is Dr. Doherty, which is about my eye surgeon here in Los Angeles.
Balsa Wood
is the final track. There's also
What's Sam. That about? Is that about Balsa Wood?
You nailed it
it's
on the head.
It's the hardest wood.
Sad Raps, but I have guest stars Bo Burnham, Ugly Duckling, which is a great hip hop group. Doug Benson is in it. He has a special appearance.
Yeah, what's my track number?
Track number 14. And it truly is, I would say, it is one of the funniest parts of the entire album. Because there's some audio sketches, and those are improvised. And he improvised. He just came in, and he's very particular. So he's like, I just want to come in. I want to do this goddamn thing and then leave. And I was like, absolutely, sir.
That's particular?
No. But
other then, people are like, what I want to do is I want to come by, stick around for a few days. But maybe so, do a thing.
When he came in and he improvised one like a voicemail, and it was so funny. And we were like, I think that's it. Do you want to do another one? He's like, yeah, just let me do one more. And then he improvised something twice as funny as the thing he just improvised. And it was almost like Easy E. Like, he just might as well have thrown down the mic and been like, bitch, and then left. Because it was amazing. So that's really, really funny.
That was the track that a bitch was on.
Yes. Don't listen to track 14 for like a few months, because after that build-up, it's certainly going to be disappointing.
No, it's awesome. I really like it.
Imagine.
But I encourage people to buy the whole album, because I lost a lot of money making it, because I'm not a musician, and I don't know why I did it, to be honest with you. But I did lose an immense amount of money making it. Comedy Central was like, here's this money. And I was like, good. Those cover the first three tracks, because it's all real music produced by this really great guy in Chicago who works at Second City, Jesse Case. And it's got some great stuff. Track 15, Cloverfield Secrets, where I tell a series of Cloverfield secrets from the film.
Now we're back to movies. Can you give us an example?
I mean, you got to buy the album, but let me just say I explain how
Let's say I'm not interested in actually knowing any of the secrets.
The Togarota satellite, I explain that.
Are they the kind of secrets that ruin it for everybody?
For the Cloverfield?
Yeah.
No, one of them is about how I'd like to be better friends with Mike Vogel.
Slide that down here.
There it is.
There it is, everybody.
So sorry to talk about it so much, but I hope you guys
somebody's
like it.
Somebody's
going to
win
it.
And what's it called? The Extended Play EP?
Extended Play EP.
That's funny, because Extended Play is what EP stands for.
Yeah, we thought about having a sticker that said that on the front, but we figured people got it.
I don't think everyone gets it.
What do you guys think?
That's why I shared.
You got it? He's like 30-50.
Well, that guy's everyone, so.
He's here to represent. Have you guys been to the movies lately?
Yes.
I have. I saw 30 Minutes or Less.
That's another weird audience.
What did happen? Somebody was like, yeah. Like somebody had been like, hold your breath just a little bit until somebody talks about 30 minutes or less. And she was like, my breath escapes me finally. That was the air she had breathed in to laugh, and it never came out during the movie. Did you guys see it? You liked it? Okay.
I didn't see it.
I saw it. I'm friends with some of those dudes, and
me too.
I enjoyed seeing them. I enjoyed seeing Nick with a flamethrower.
Yeah, I thought Swartzen was great. I didn't know. I thought the movie didn't really click. I didn't love the movie.
But you're friends with him.
Yeah, I'm friends with Nick. I thought he was very funny, and I've met Danny McBride. I think he's very nice.
Do you stop being with people when they stop being funny?
Do
you stop being friends with people? And
yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
Are we friends?
What's that? Not anymore.
That was it right there. What have you seen, Mike?
I just saw Columbiana.
Ooh. I was so excited about that from the trailer.
Yeah.
And then all the wind got knocked out of my sails with the terrible reviews.
Well, I didn't get tricked by the trailer. I saw the trailer and I was like, this will probably be bad. And then the reviews came out and they were like even worse. And I was like, okay, now it's time to go see it.
It's a weird sort of system.
If you expect something to be the worst and you go see it, then it'll mostly be better, because only one thing can be the worst.
I just didn't want to be like sitting there by myself.
That's dropping knowledge. Whatever. Yeah. Oh, hey, there he is. Well, get on up here.
Oh, you're up here.
The old pile of tricks. Why have you left me? Why did you do this? Why are you so late?
Jordan's breathing a sigh of relief over there. He was going to have to fill in for you if you didn't make it.
Oh, really?
Thanks for rushing over from the set.
Yeah, sure. I was just driving from there, and I thought, you know what would be a cool experience in this weather is to roll down all of the windows in the car and drive on the freeway. And that's what I did, and it wasn't that great.
What about it was different than what you had anticipated?
It was
a bird flying.
He thought his hair would look different when he got here.
I thought my hair would look a lot cooler.
That's the motivation.
For people at home, it looks real cool.
But it also looks like all the windows were down.
Yeah.
This is a true story. I'm Mike. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, you guys haven't met nice before. Adam no. Scott, Mike Hi. Kaplan.
I really like the things that you've done that I've seen.
I like the things you're doing right now.
Thank you.
You know, I do. You were telling...
And I like greetings on podcasts. I like seeing people meet on a podcast. Listeners at home, this is what it sounds like to meet someone for the first time. Practice yours for new strangers.
New strangers, everybody. Just new strangers. Well, I gotcha. Are we friends again?
But I've known you for a long time, and you always feel like a stranger.
It's true. We never hang out on purpose.
We need to.
Yeah.
Then we can become friends.
Yeah.
But it was 20 minutes of this, Adam, before you got here. But somehow we're back to it already. Yeah. So have you seen Columbiana? That's what we were talking about when you
No, is it like a lame version of Hannah?
It's like Hannah if she were adult and, yeah. And you were allowed to find her hot.
Because I thought it...
Because that girl who played Hannah, she's got some lovely bones.
I mean, all right, because you're clever doesn't mean you can be a pedophile.
I'm gonna have to atonement for that one.
Her whole goddamn filmography. Boom, boom, and pow.
I'm being really cocky about the most useless skill.
I said all of the words and puns that were her movies. Take that, bitch.
Doug, I could never be your woman. That's another one of her movies.
What?
Yeah, I could never be your woman.
That
Thank
girl.
You very much.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Which you saw.
She just disappeared after she said that. That was so weird. Just, a puff of poop.
You're right, Adam. No one will prove it. But you saw that movie because Paul Rudd is in it.
Yeah, well, it was
opposite
on...
Opposite Michelle Pfeiffer.
It was on TV recently, and so I saw it. And,
yeah, yeah.
And that girl is in it.
She's the little girl in it.
She was like a, you know, a zygote in it. She was very young. Meaning she was really young.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't recognize her because I, you know, she was...
What would the more offensive young. Version of zygote mean? You're like, people were unclear. They're
Zyga.
Sounds like a racial slur when you do it.
That would be the more offensive version of zygote.
You just taught all you did to make it offensive was just toss it off. That's all you did.
He looked around. Yeah.
Now, like a weird version of the Newlywed Game, without TJ saying anything, I'm going to ask. Earlier, I asked TJ what he would say, you would say about working with him on Our Idiot Brother. So now, tell us what your thoughts about working with TJ, and we'll see if they match up.
Well, we didn't work together.
See, TJ did
Wait,
not
Adam,
say
thanks
that.
A lot.
This is exactly what happens on the Newlywed Game.
Okay, you guys, it's true. It was Chris Pratt and a beard. I wasn't even in Our Idiot Brother.
But you don't have any scenes together.
No.
Because he's out at the shit farm, and you
right.
and you never go out there for any
right.
reason.
I don't know if it's a shit farm.
But what did you say? What did you say I would say?
Just that I was difficult to work with. And
complaining about his beard, his glue-on beard.
And then also that I would assert that I had worked with you and I hadn't. I said that you would say that, too.
I would never say that.
He was telling us about when you guys did Piranha 3D together.
Yeah.
What a blast that was.
It's so weird. It seems like you were in that movie. Why does it seem like you were in that movie?
It was just sort of my whole aesthetic, you know?
TJ's a 3D guy.
Yeah.
And of course, he was in Carpoolers with Jerry O'Connell. So you've seen them together.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know that you've seen us together.
Yeah.
That seems weird.
Also, Columbiana, the girl is a girl for a while in the movie, too. So if you are a pedophile, you can enjoy that.
You mean, wait, she's little for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she grows up into Zoe Saldana.
Correct.
That's what I was just going to say, is that I wanted to go see that because she's hot, and I want to see a hot girl kicking people in the face.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd end up going alone and sitting amongst a bunch of other dudes that have the same agenda, and then it just gets creepy.
I went with a guy.
Nice. Did you have that extra seat in between you?
You know, I've never done that in my life, but
right.
We went. It was another comedian, Nate Bargatze. Do you know him?
Yeah, I know.
Nate Bargatze.
I want to meet him on this podcast.
We were in we were both performing in Minneapolis. We met at the Mall of America where he was performing, and then we went to the movie theater there. We went into the theater. It was mostly empty. We sat in a row, and I was like, "Oh, do you want me to move over one more?" Because I wanted him to have the option of being further into the middle. And he was like, "Yeah, why don't we do that?" And I moved over one more, and then he put his stuff there and stayed one seat away from he kept the buffer seat in between, which I like sitting next to people.
Well, plus, when you want to talk to each other with the buffer seat, you have to lean in so far that everyone sitting behind you thinks you're kissing.
Yeah.
So it totally negates the whole point.
And when you're kissing, it looks like you're talking.
The opposite problem. All right, we got to play the Leonard Maltin game, you guys. We're way behind schedule. We got to get on this. So could you all, gentlemen, please pick a name tag you'd like to play for and bring it back to your seat? You can go ahead and stand up. Would be the first step.
I feel like I haven't earned this.
Actually walk over there and take something from somebody?
Yeah, go get it.
I always pick whoever you want to play from the very front, so I'm going to go to the back and pick one.
All right. Adam's going to the back, you guys.
I'm
going to
see where Adam and Mike go so that I can choose from a sector that has yet to be picked from.
There's a Logan's Run. Is your name Logan?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I think it's got to be from over here.
I took one that came with Weird Al's new album.
Does he get to keep Weird Al's new album, whoever did that? No?
Oh, then I don't pick this one. Okay. No, I'll do it. I like it over here.
I like that one right there.
He made it. His name's Tony, so he made it Tony-pocalypse instead of Al-pocalypse.
Did you do that on purpose? Good work.
He did two posts.
There are two, yeah, underneath it's post-it-pocalypse. It's post-apocalyptic, everybody.
Oh, looks like Adam got a new iPad.
I got a free iPad out of the deal.
It's Gino with a little heart over the A, because you know how you dot your A's.
Look what I got.
Should we go through Gina's contacts?
I got the weirdest.
He got, is that Jeff Goldblum?
It looks like him.
And it says, I love Kevy.
Yeah.
Kevin without the N.
So what is it? What is
Kevy?
That? I don't understand any of it.
Is it Kevy or Kevy? And so your name is I Love Kevy? That's a weird name. Doesn't even have any hyphens. I call bullshit, all one word.
First, middle, last name.
First, middle, last name.
So Adam's playing for Gina. TJ's playing for Kevy, who likes Jeff Goldblum and thought that would catch our eye. And that's the weirdest part, is it did.
It worked.
I was more enticed by the fact that Jeff Goldblum looks like he's holding rubber bands that are hanging the I Love Kevy sign.
Artistically, it's very creative.
I mean, if only you could see it at home. It's bright. It's breathtaking.
And the winner gets all of these.
Why don't you twit ticket? Yeah. And then you're playing. Mike is playing for Tony Apocalypse.
That photo of Jeff Goldblum was taken while he was shooting Morning Glory.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't even know he was in Morning Glory with Harrison Ford and Diane Keaton.
No.
All right.
Adam, he can't see it, but Adam's kind of appraising it like a piece of jewelry, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, that's Morning Glory. That's right. Yeah, for sure. That's right.
Here, let me get my magnifying glass. 2009 Morning Glory publicity.
Here's what we're playing for. We're playing for Mike Kaplan's CD, Vegan Mind Meld. We're playing for new from AST Records. Baron Vaughn has a new CD called
Ooh,
Raised by Cable.
Yeah.
TJ Miller has some CD.
And who the fuck knows why it is, why it happened.
No, it's called the Extended Play EP, and it drops on Friday.
The drops
the same
ground,
day this podcast
September
comes
13th.
Out.
Let's do it.
Podcast plops, his CD drops. I also got David Huntsberger gave me a copy of his CD. A lot of comedy CDs. Humanitis, and then my CD, Professional Humanitarian. And of course, there's got to be a Woot Monkey involved.
Yeah.
And also a t-shirt. It's a small size t-shirt, but it's the Walking Dead TV series. I got that at like Comic-Con or something somewhere. All right, so let me get this Woot Monkey into the crowd, and we got to get this game going. We're running a little... Oh. And let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah!
Hooray! Hooray for clapping!
Oh, you know what?
Yes, sir.
Adam brought something, too.
Oh! I almost forgot.
A backpack.
It's full of all of his stuff.
And the clothes that he's wearing.
I brought this that came out today.
What?
Wow. Parks and Recreation Season 3!
Oh, my God. I'm just going to hang on to this.
I want to win.
I'm just going to hang on to this.
Yeah. Doug. Doug.
You know what? Did you have your picture taken for this cover right after having all the windows down? Because it's really the same look.
Yeah, it's the way I get to photo shoots. I drive on the 101 freeway with the windows down.
So anyway, it's Parks and Rec season 3. I should say it out loud into the microphone so that on DVD. And so that's a really awesome prize. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of all this other shit and just give that away. No, everybody gave some great stuff, and somebody's going to win it all. Either Tony, Apocalypse, Kevy, or Gina. We'll start with you down here on this end, Mike Kaplan.
All right.
You get to pick a category. Would you like at Ripa Transone suggested UCBs, I assume in honor of UCB Theater.
What does that mean?
UCBs means movies where a B or more, one or more Bs.
Oh, where you see the letter Bs.
Plays a prominent part in the plot of the movie.
Not the animal B, the letter B.
No, the animal B.
Yeah, okay, my bad.
Yeah.
My B.
We have someone quibbling about whether it's an animal or an insect.
Insects are animals.
Looks like you just got quibble smacked, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. I feel like I just watched Tree of Life again. I haven't even seen it once.
Gina,
oh, don't knock over the...
No, that was my fault, yeah.
What a clod. Oh, jeez, TJ.
Oh, fuck. I hope I didn't fall asleep.
Oh, that's a better picture.
There, now it's people. All right, now it's her and her kid. Maybe she should have done something.
Now you're getting her the
set. Not so lazy. Maybe she shouldn't have just drawn on her iPad. Maybe she should have gotten some Jeff Goldblum pictures.
Gina, is that you?
Yes.
Is that your daughter?
No, it's my niece.
Your niece? What's her name?
Sophia.
Sophia. That's Gina and Sophia. Would you like me to unlock your iPad?
Hey, the last girl that had this happen.
That's right.
I just want you to know.
Should we go further?
She's dead somewhere in a park. And it wasn't recreation.
Bam.
TJ, you're just as good as Doug at doing things with words.
And he's especially good at doing them when I have to get through this game in a remaining 8 minutes. The entire game. So take your riff gun and put it in the holster.
What's the other choice?
In theaters now, or it's celebrating a birthday today, Idris Elba.
I want to do in theaters now.
Okay. This movie's in theaters now. Leonard doesn't give it any particular amount of stars, because that's how he is. I'm going to have to ask him about that.
I think he did
explain it once, and it didn't make any sense to me. But he writes an extra long review, and he says about this one, he says... sometimes a film seems to have everything going for it and still comes up short.
Ooh.
Such is the case with this movie.
Columbiana.
It's got everything going for it. That had a lot going for it. And it also says none of this is the fault of the actors who do excellent work.
Okay.
You think you know it already?
Yeah.
Wow. But you get 9 names if you want.
Okay.
But you can bid 0 names and just name it if you're...
I'll do 0 names.
I mean, and not just name it. We have to go to TJ, who can either go negative names or say name it.
Also, 0. Thanks for clapping. I've not done anything.
It's pretty impressive.
Okay. They're
somebody
clapping
jumps
bravado.
To 0 like
it's
that.
It's courageous. I'm going to say name that movie.
All right, what is it?
The Debt.
That's correct.
Whoa! You got it. Helen Mirren.
Nicely done, Mike Kaplan.
Nate Bargatze and I considered going to see that, and then I looked up what people said about it.
They said it had everything going for it.
They were like, these actors are great, but you're not going to like this movie.
Let's go see the hotter version, Columbiana.
That's what we did.
All right, well, that worked out great for you. See, you got 1 point because you knew about a movie that was in theaters now. And TJ's challenged you, so now we're going to start with Adam.
I'm just glad that wasn't a review for Already a Brother.
Oh, yeah, that would be really bad if we had to guess our own movie and it was like 0 stars, fuck these guys. Specifically.
He doesn't do star ratings for Kurt.
TJ doesn't listen.
All right, so your 3 categories that you get to pick between Adam Scott would be summer blockbusters. Those are blockbusters that came out in a summer. Hold Me, which is movies that have a hostage situation. And at the Bobby Lester suggested Faux Real, faux, F-A-U-X. So it's movies that are based on actual things that happened.
I'll take summer blockbusters.
All right.
Yeah.
This summer blockbuster is from 1986. Leonard Maltin gives it 2.5 stars. He says about this movie that one character who's not the lead steals the show. And he also says that the movie won an Oscar for Best Song. From 1986, 2.5 stars, there's 13 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Adam?
I'll say 7.
All right, now we go to TJ because we switch the order each time. It's very confusing.
I'll say name that movie.
How many names does he get?
7.
Out of 13? All right. Let me just tell you that he's probably going to get it. But let's play it and see what happens. You want the clues again, Adam?
No.
Okay, here we go. Adrian Pasdar, Meg Ryan, James Tolkien, Tim Robbins, Rick Rossovich, Barry Tubb. Big Rick Rossovich fan over there. Oh. Oh.
Timber Girl. That
he was so good. Good as the fireman in Roxanne. I think that's that guy. Anyway. Anyway, those are your 6 names, I think.
Set. He gets one more.
Oh, one more. Damn it. John Stockwell. This is a summer blockbuster from 1986.
Top Gun.
That's correct.
TJ.
What?
You're killing me here.
What's the matter?
I had a chance to win.
Well, you still have a chance to win.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything.
I'm not good at this game. I don't know if you guys listen to the podcast.
Adam's got a point, and Mike's got a point, and TJ is here to spoil it for one of them.
That's the way I see it.
What just happened there?
Adam won.
Who made him name it? Oh, you did. So we start with Mike.
All right.
And then...
The debt.
And then again. Again, we'll go to TJ. Have we done decapitations yet today?
No.
Okay, movies that have a decapitation in them. Or yesterday was Michael Keaton's birthday, so the films of Michael Keaton. And similarly, at Malcolm_Irvin suggested Opie or Meathead. That's movies directed by Ron Howard or Rob Reiner.
I'll do the middle one, Michael
Keaton. Malcolm underscore Irvin, he sent that from Manila.
Oh, then that one.
So that's not a reason to pick it. Which one did you want?
No, I'll do the one from Manila.
Okay.
He sent it all the way from Manila.
It was still over the internet, so it didn't take that much extra effort, but I was still...
Their cost of living is much lower.
I was still excited that someone in Manila is listening to the podcast.
It does take a while from Manila.
Yeah. Oh, okay. 3 stars Leonard gives this movie that's... What was the category again?
Opie or Meathead?
Mm-hmm.
Both animals, everybody.
He gives it 3 stars, this movie, directed by Opie or Meathead. He says that it has colorful detail and that... wow.
What year?
Oh, sorry, 2005. Oh, he calls it rousing. That's a good one. Rousing. And it has colorful detail.
All right.
And it's directed by one of those dudes, and it's... There's 8 names listed. How many names do you get in, Mike Kaplan?
8 names. Is that allowed?
Yes, it is.
8 names.
It's a strong opening bid. TJ Miller?
7 names. 7 names. If you can hear me at home, I'm being forced to play this game over and over again. For my freedom, for something terrible I did during Yogi Bear 3D.
I saw Yogi Bear again since the last time I saw you. Last time I saw TJ, I told him I've seen Yogi Bear probably 6 times, and that was only like 2 weeks ago.
Yogi Bear 18D. That's
yeah.
If they
I can. Would you say 7 names?
He said 7. Yes.
I'll go 3.
Whoa! Okay, 3 names.
Thank
Mike?
God.
I tell him to name that movie.
All right, you get 3 names. This is for... Either way, we're going to have a winner, TJ, so you're going to have some sweet relief any second now.
Looking at you, Adam.
Look out, everybody.
I know you are.
Looking for that sweet, sweet relief.
I'll be waiting.
It's rousing, according to Leonard. It roused him.
He got some sweet relief.
But
as
he only
well.
Gave it. He only gave it 3 stars, though, 2005, and he also says that it had colorful detail, which is a weird way of putting
it. It's in color.
Yeah, it's in color. Little bonus clue, it's in color. And your three names are Rosemary DeWitt, Ron Canada, and Bruce McGill. And it was directed by either Opie or Meathead.
Is it Cinderella Man?
That's correct.
Whoa! Sweet relief! Woo! Sweet, sweet. Scott relief. Scott free.
I should have done negative names. I could have gotten into the Tournament of Champions.
You know, TJ, when I yelled at you about going over time and the possibility of it, I had no idea that these guys are going to be so great at this game.
And they were so great. It was such a fun.
That we would make it. It was very tense, but we did it.
I'm so happy. I've never been so happy.
Did Gina?
Yeah, where is Gina?
Did Gina win?
Yeah, yeah. That's it. You got the 2 points.
Gina.
Where's Gina? Oh, way back there. All right.
She wins an iPad.
Can you
also.
Both those things to her.
Her
Thank
own
you,
iPad
Adam.
Back.
And then where are my friends Tony and Kevy? We got to get you to come over here, and I'll have you write down. You can have your Alpocalypse back.
Kevy, come on up. Everybody, if you're in Los Angeles,
there you go, right down right here.
We have a bi-weekly show at the Pleasure Chest, which is a weird sex shop on Santa Monica. And if you guys want to come and see that, it's 8 o'clock every other Tuesday.
When's the next one?
This Tuesday, the week from today on the 13th.
Let's call it the 13th.
13th. That's called the 13th
September.
Of September. Is
a show at, it's called Pleasure Chest.
The Pleasure Chest
what
on Santa Monica.
On? Santa Monica.
Good work. You're good work right. Remembering, TJ.
What's that?
Good work remembering to say it.
Got some
Thank
interesting
you.
Shitheads.
Yeah, we talked about it last night.
And he would like you to, Tony would like you to hold this up when I take a picture of you guys at the end of the show.
Okay.
It's very important.
I understand.
And I understand it as well. He did the great work there with that Post-it.
He should be rewarded for his strong work ethic.
And Adam, Parks and Rec is returns to NBC on, I believe, around September 22, something like that, 19?
That's exactly
22,
right,
22?
Congratulations on getting that date correct.
Nice. Yeah, thank you. Congrats, Doug, on getting that date right.
I started second-guessing myself. And then, Mike, what do you got? Anything coming up that you'd like people to know about? Come see you somewhere?
I just taped a late show with Craig Ferguson yesterday, and it airs TBD. So.
Oh, because they just bank them, and then they just throw it into a show. When they
Really? You know, I didn't know they did that.
Yeah,
they do that on that show, not the other ones.
No, that's the only one. It's the only magical show that works for this kind of plug, that I did it already.
Yeah, so just watch Craig Ferguson every night until you see Mike.
Go to my website, and it'll tell it when it knows. I don't know.
Yeah, and I did it too, so look for mine. Look for my episode.
Did you?
No.
Okay.
Just saying, anybody could say that.
I did it.
But when you finally show up, people will be so satisfied.
Adam just did it just now.
Did you have fun doing it? It looks like it'd be fun to sit and talk to him.
Yeah, on the way home from it, I drove home with all the windows down.
That'd be terrible if that was your only anecdote everywhere you went, every show.
I did not do it.
I thought it would
I
be funny
Mike
if I...
I think Mike should be recognized for doing it.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
I drove there with the windows up to keep my hair looking appropriate. Yours looks good the way it is.
Thanks, Mike.
Everybody's different.
I'm taping Benson Interruption and Doug Loves Movies podcasts at the Gramercy Theater in New York City on October 23rd, and all my tour dates are at douglovesmovies.com. One more time for my guest, Adam Scott, who made it here.
He made it.
Thank you.
TJ Miller.
Yes, thank you for having me. See our film already, brother.
His new extended play EP has dropped. It's dropped.
It's dropped.
By the time you're listening to this, it's dropped. And Mike Kaplan, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, tall people.
And let me get a picture of you guys right after I say this. As always, Clive Barker is a shithead.
Take it, Clive.
And Captain EO is a shithead.